أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين، واللعنة الدائمة الأبدية على أعدائهم أجمعين. اللهم وفقنا وسائر المشتغلين للعلم والعمل الصالح بمحمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Yes, brothers and sisters, we are still with عقائد الإمامية for Sheikh Muzaffar رحمة الله عليه, proving the divine status of Islam and past religious laws. Here in this topic, according to if non-Muslim came and he asked us about the reality of Islam or about the truth of Islam, is Islam true or it is not true? So what is the truth? We have to improve to him about, we have to give evidences. What is the most important evidence? The most important evidence is our immortal evidence, which is Quran, and we have to give what Quran, its miraculous nature, as we have explained earlier. This is our way of convincing ourselves when suspicion and curiosity confront men of free thinking at one set of establishment of their belief. Okay. While the other religions like Judaism, like Christianity, so before we believe in Quran, Holy Quran, or when we try just to talk about the Islamic belief, so we don't have what, before we believe in, let's imagine that we don't believe in Islam, so we don't have what, the truth of the Quran, the reality of the Quran, the miraculous of the Quran. So is there any way to convince ourselves? So we don't have to convince ourselves or even the suspicious person about Christianity and Judaism. Okay, so why we don't have to improve ourselves and to convince ourselves or convince others about Christianity and about Judaism? We don't have, brothers and sisters, we don't have like Quran, like Holy Quran, there is a miracle still stay from Christianity and from Judaism still. So nothing is still just like Holy Quran from these religions. And what the followers of Christianity and Judaism followers, they gave us, they transferred to us from information about the miracles of their prophets and the super actions or super deeds for their prophets. So they are accused. They are not, we don't believe actually in what they are transferred to us. Why? Because when they try to transfer or tell us about the actions of their prophets, and we accuse them of being lying about when they not telling the truth, when they just transfer this information or the stories about their prophets. Why? Because nothing inside the books, which it is in our hands nowadays, which they said it is belong to their prophets, just like Bible and Torah, it is nothing written in these books which could be say it is what a miracle, immortal miracle. So it is not evidence, it is not a true evidence or a proof that to tell there was Christianity and there was Judaism to believe, not like Islam and its immortal miracle, which is the Holy Quran, still stay. So what is true that we are as Muslims, we have to believe in the prophethood of the old religions, just like Christianity and just like Christianity, yes, and Judaism. Why? Because we believe in Islam, we have to believe in all what he comes, in all what he brings to us, in all what he tell us, and in one of what he told us, Islam, is the prophethood of some of previous prophets, according what we have previously we mentioned. So for that, the Muslims are away from searching and checking about the reality of or the truth of Christianity or what is before it. Why? Because when he believe in Islam, when he mentioned when he believe in Islam, so he has to believe in what? In Christianity. He has to believe in Judaism. And when he believe in Islam, he has to believe in all the prophets and the previous prophets. So there is no obligatory for a Muslim to search and check about the miracles of the old previous, just like Jesus Christ or Moses. Why? Because it's supposed to be he is a Muslim and he believe in it according to his belief in Islam. Since he believe in Islam, so inside this belief he should believe in all the religions and in all what in all books and in all the prophets. That's it. Not like the Christian people or the Jewish people. Yes, if somebody search about the truth of Islam or the real Islam, and he is not convinced about Islam, and he search about Islam, so he doesn't have a proof for Islam, so mentally he should search about what? He should search about the reality of Christianity and the reality of Judaism. Why? Because it is the mind, it is the mental who is telling us to do all right. So he has to search about the truth of Christianity. Why? Because Christianity, it is the last religion before Islam. If he check and he doesn't have a proof or evidence of the truth of Christianity, he mentally should go and search and check for the latest religion before Christianity, which is the Judaism, according to the mind. So, and he still move and check until he has the truth of the religion, okay, or at least, or he will refuse all the religions. In the contrary, who like grow up on Judaism or on Christianity, so Judaism or Jewish, he is not enough in his belief in his Judaism. Why? So he should search about the truth of Christianity, and also he should search about the truth of Islamic religion, and he has to look and think and study and know all what about religions, what about Christianity, and what about Islam. Well, because the mind which is telling that he has to search about the truth, and also the Christianity, he has not, or it is not enough for him to believe in Jesus Christ, but he should search about Islam, and he should search about the reality of Islam. And there is no excuse to satisfy with his religion without checking, without searching about the truth. Why? Because Judaism and Christianity, it doesn't deny that there is another religion will come after it, and this religion will bring in new rules which is which should be followed. And even Moses or Jesus Christ alayhim assalam, they never said there is no prophet after me. So how about those Christian people or Jewish people? They are satisfied to their beliefs, and they sit to their religion before they check about the truth of the later on religion, like Christianity according to Judaism, or to Islam according to Judaism and Christianity. But they have to think, they have to search about that. Yes, okay. According to their minds, they have to check, they have to search about the truth, and which truth? The truth of the religion which came after them. So it is not good according to mental laws to still on old religion, and there is a new religion appear and comes out. While according to the Muslim, as we said, if he believe in Islam, he doesn't have to check about what? About Christianity are about Judaism. Why? Because all the previous religions before his religion are the next religion which is being, if somebody say I have a new religion. Why? According to the previous religion, just like Judaism and Christianity, it's supposed to be that he believe in it. So why he should ask proof for it? But it is just that his religion bring a new laws he has to follow, and he doesn't have to follow according to the old religions, and even he doesn't have to follow their books. And what about if somebody said, yes, I have a new religion, came after the Islam? Why he shouldn't think or search about it? Because the Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, peace be upon him and his progeny, he said, La nabiyya ba'di. He said, La nabiyya ba'di. No prophet will come after me. So the view of Muslims, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, is the unquestionably the most honest and the most trustful of all. He is as exactly as described by Almighty Allah in the Holy Quran. What it is said, وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. Nor does he speak from his own desire. This is not but a revelation from us. Nor does he, the Holy Prophet, speak from his own desire. This is not but a revelation from us. A Muslim is thus not required to inquire a proof on the authenticity of a later prophethood. On account of the long period between us and the age of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, yes, the bearer of message of Islam, a great variety of schools of laws and opinions, a divergence of sects and creeds has mushroomed. It is a must upon a Muslim to take the path that he trusts will lead him to an acquaintance with, yes, with the laws revealed to the bearer of the message. Because every Muslim individuals is under the duty of acting upon the laws of Islam exactly as they command. Dear brothers and sisters, that is for today. Insha'Allah, we will continue tomorrow. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tayyibin al-tahirin.